This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, April 6, Trading Places. Our passage is from 2 Corinthians 5. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. During Advent, a fellow elder and I visited Chuck's house, where he lives with Aaron and Dennis, persons with special abilities and plenty of life challenges. We talked over what each of us liked about the Christmas season. Lights, songs, people acting nicer than usual. We asked about how God's love shines in at Christmas. And after a while, Dennis declared, "Aaron, John, it's this way. The baby Jesus comes down at Christmas for us, or we're all sunk. Let's pray." Here is why we are not, to use Dennis's words, sunk. Jesus took our place. He paid our debt on the cross. What Jesus did is often called the Great Exchange. On the cross, he was treated as an outcast so that we might be counted as God's children. Jesus drank the bitter cup of punishment that we deserve so that we may join the great gospel feast of joy. He was humiliated, having both his clothing and his honor stripped away so that we could be clothed with dignity, enjoying a standing with God that we do not deserve. He was forsaken by God so that the Father could welcome us home. The sinless one was made to be sin on the cross so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. These two little words, "in him," are the most important of all. We become God's righteousness only if we are personally connected to Christ.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.